Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mishlei Perek Hei, the fifth chapter of the book of Mishlei. The general overview of this Perek is the dangerous woman. We're going to see a very interesting image which is conjured up over here. In overview, our Perek is 23 psukim and roughly 4 or 5 sections, depending how we break it up. The first 5 psukim are essentially an introduction in which he tells, again, he's talking to his son, Bini, please listen to what I'm about to tell you. He asks his son to listen to his Musar. Why? Because you're going to hear smooth and foreign lips that are going to be speaking to you. But the end of listening to these female lips is going to be very bad for you. It's going to be bitter. It'll be sharp like a sword with two blades. Her feet will take you down to the grave, and you will unfortunately lose out. You won't know how you got there. So it sounds like the image is of a seductress of sorts, somebody who is seducing. Again, this is a specific image. We'll try to get back to it in a moment. And he is warning his son, be very careful of this person. In the next section, he describes the dangers that are involved with her. This is Psukim Zayin to Yud Aleph. He says, listen, please, harchek me'alea darkecho v'al tikra v'al pesach beisa. Don't even come near her house. Why? What's the concern? Because pentitein la'achirim hoidecho u'shnosecho la'achzari. You're going to spend all your splendor, all your energy, all your investments in life to someone who's cruel, to someone who's foreign, so somebody who's not going to appreciate your strength, your life, your energy, your perspective. And what's going to happen is after all is finished, at the end of your life, you're going to be sitting on your deathbed and you're going to regret the terrible decisions you made at moments of weakness. And he goes on to say in the next section, in a Tes Vav to Yutes, a praise for the woman of youth, but in this is also part of an admission about the mistakes he made. On your deathbed, you will say, how could I have disregarded, how could I have hated the rebuke I received? And I didn't listen to my teachers. And I didn't pay attention to those people who wanted to guide me in the right place. Rather, he says, drink the waters of your own pit. Let them spread outwards through the streets. Let you enjoy the waters, no one else with you. And let your source be blessed and enjoy the wife of your youth. Very powerful imagery over here. And finally closes the perek with the last few psukim, chof to chof gimel, with the restating of these facts. Why are you investing your energies and love in falseness and foreign culture? The Rasha will die in darkness in the absence of Musaf. Hu yamus be'ein musar. V'rov yivaltoi yishke. He'll make many mistakes because of the darkness of his actions. Very powerful perek over here. And the metaphor is very strong. There seems to be a image of seduction, and the seduction will lead this person down the wrong direction. Now, this is not, just to clarify, that women are being described as evil. We're going to see in the next perek that there are problems on the other side as well. We have to try to work out, what does this image mean? What is this image trying to isolate and emphasize to us? So there are two ways of looking at this throughout the Mefarshim. One approach of the Mefarshim, the Al-Sheikh brings both of them. The one is this is really a speaking towards the human who is going to be lost towards bad decisions made in lust and in indulgence. And that could mean sexual impropriety, but it could also mean just basic indulgence in life. And the way that the Mesillas Yesharim says this is that imagine and just think for a moment about our desire to eat. We have a tremendous desire to eat, and we can anticipate meals for a long time in advance. And in fact, we'll make very obscure and very strange decisions based on what we want to eat. Think about how far people will go to get a coffee when they need it. Think about how far a person will book a restaurant which has a difficult booking policy in advance just to get there. Think about how far a person will travel just to get to a particular food industry or restaurant. And the Mesillas Yesharim says a very simple question. He asks, how long is it that you enjoy the food on your palate? Think about this for a moment. You spend so much time trying to get that coffee and you get angry at other people, you cut other people off, you cut through the drive-thru, you finally get there, and all the for the expense of that coffee, which takes, let's be honest, how long is that coffee on your palate? How long are you tasting that coffee? Now, coffee might be a bad example because it does have chemical impact afterwards, but let's go to cake for a second. You eat that cake, you have your piece of chocolate cake, you have a vice for chocolate cake. How long does it last? For a few seconds on your tongue, and then you suffer the consequences afterwards. Indulgence in this world is very ephemeral. It lasts very, very short compared to the amount of consequences that come with it. And that's true about any indulgence, whether it be sexual, whether it be physical, any element that a person goes through in life. It is a very short moment of pleasure and a lot of anticipation for that moment. That's perhaps what's being described over here, is be careful where you invest your energies. In fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, who is to be found in Eben HaEzer, is talking in Simen Chof Aleph. This is the Simen in Shulchan Aruch, which talks about Lisrachek Ma'oid Min Ha'arayos. Be very careful about one's moral conduct around members of the opposite gender. And he quotes the Pasuk, which is to be found in Ar Perek. And he says, V'asur l'daber imohen l'shem ta'ava, o l'schoik imohem, o l'akel rosh kenegdon, o l'abit b'yofyon. One should not be spending time speaking, gazing, and just spending frivolous time with members of the opposite gender. It doesn't lead to good things. And this is actually phrased in the direction of men to women, but that's because, generally speaking, men do a lot more lusting after women than vice versa. But this is true both directions. Why? And he goes and he quotes these part of these psukim, is it doesn't lead to good things. And that's what this perek seems to be saying. That's the one level of what this metaphor taken more literally can mean. However, the Malbim and many of the other Mefarshim say this isn't about indulgence at all. This is nothing about physical desires whatsoever. This is simply a metaphor for, in fact, theology, misconceptions in theology. Meaning to say, be very careful with the things you read, with the ideas you entertain, with conversations you have, with the intellectual environments you put yourself into. And if that's true, that this, we'll call it the image of this, we'll call it foreign woman, who's not meant to be part of your family unit, is involved in this image, then the Eshes Ne'urecha, the wife of youth, so to speak, is the Torah, as the Malbim says, which we received in our youth as a nation, which means go back to your makor, go back to your source, which is ultimately the Torah, which will provide you with the answers, which will provide you with the innate health which is embedded inside of you. That's the way the Malbim understands this perek. One interesting facet which can be adopted from this is, what does it mean if you look at the earlier psukim? Is one of the concerns the narrator has over here is, pentitein la'acherim hodecho v'shnosecho la'achzori. You may give your vigor to others and your years to a ruthless one. Who is this ruthless one, this cruel one? The Orchos Tzadikim says in a very beautiful stroke, he says so powerfully, that's not referring to an external personality. It's referring to you. If you don't pursue wisdom, if you don't pursue self-bettering, if you don't think about self-reflection, you know what? You will be and you will fall prey. You'll become a victim to yourself. You will become a cruel person. Don't allow yourself to be the victim of yourself and become a person who never works on themselves and ends up becoming cruel. That's the way the Aruch HaTzadikim sees it. Very powerful way of looking at it. Just a note on one of the famous psukim, and with this we'll close today. One of the famous psukim which appears in this mizmor is Pasuk Tes Zayin. Yafutsu mayanosecha chutza, let your well springs overflow outwards, birchovois palge mayim, in the streets, this multitude of water. What is this referring to? The Ibn Ezra says this refers to children. The Malbim says it refers to wisdom. The Malbim going very much in the vein of everything else that's happening in this perek. What is interesting is that this is also in Hasidic literature, this phrase is a very powerful phrase which describes the idea of revealing the pnimius ha-Torah, which means revealing the inner workings of the Torah. Yofutsu mayanosecho chutzo. Let your wellsprings that are inside of you come out. It's a blessing given to Torah sages, to tzaddikim, to reveal their inner truth to the rest of the world and allow the world to benefit from their beneficence when it comes to their tzidkus and their teachings. It's a very powerful bracha. And it all stems from the idea of recognizing that we actually have it with inside of ourselves. We also need to do a lot of work to allow it out. We need to learn a lot of Torah to allow it out. But ultimately, Yemekorcha Baruch. It is your own source, if you're willing to turn to it, which holds the blessing. You don't need to go externally to find all these very exciting, other entertaining places that will take and sap our energy. And that's true intellectually, and that's true indulgently. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.